You will hear a business advisor talking about the trend of hobby-based businesses. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
When it comes to work, we humans have always been tempted to shun hard graft in favour of earning a quick buck for no real effort. Some of these get-rich-quick schemes are nefarious scams selling products of dubious quality. Some could even be described as downright criminal, such as asking people to invest in non-existent companies. But in recent years, a more wholesome variety has emerged. Enter the side hustle. Essentially, this is just a second job, but it has morphed into an attitude towards life for many, or perhaps even an extension of their identity. The phrase was coined in the 1950s, but it wasn't until the early 21st century that it really took off with the rise of the internet and the gig economy. They presented opportunities for entrepreneurship that many people hadn't previously considered and enabled those with a pioneering spirit to capitalize on their untapped creative skills and talents. Many of these side hustles combine the internet and creativity. Online stores selling thousands of items of jewellery or handcrafted kitchenware, millennials posting hours of videos on cosmetic techniques, the list is endless. To be honest, much of the creative output is mediocre at best, which then begs the question of why people are willing to spend countless hours trying to grow a side hustle. Yet they seem incapable of devoting the same energy levels to their career in marketing or retail. After all, one brings clear and obvious paths to increased wealth over time, whereas the prospect of an actual sustainable income from the other is far lower. But the tantalizing promise of being master of your own destiny seems to have much more appeal for some. There's that famous quote that gets attributed to various philosophers, which claims that if you choose a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. The implication being that doing something you love will bring more meaning to your life or to your career. This is in contrast to jobs that feel more burdensome because they don't spark a sense of feeling joy, even if they come with a hefty paycheck. Added to that is the sheer number of online videos about how I made millions from such and such a hobby. It is quite astonishing to see how content of this type has soared, as well as the number of hits that some of these videos get. This relentless promotion of working for yourself from these self-styled business experts that claim to have foolproof ways for all of us to make millions out of our hobbies is real clickbait. What I want to know, though, is whether or not side hustles are too good to be true. When you think about the number of hours people are putting into these side hustles, one wonders whether they would be better off channeling their energy elsewhere in their lives. It turns out that there are three main categories of side hustle. One is freelancing, that is selling your professional skills to companies for a fee determined by yourself. This is nothing new, but with the rise of online working, these people are able to be digital nomads. The key to earning power is in the words professional skills. Contrast that with the gig workers delivering food or using the family vehicle as a taxi. These people sit at the bottom of the side hustle ladder when it comes to income and do not get a snappy job title. Their existence serves as a reminder of how the idea of a side hustle being something desirable rather than necessary has been co-opted by tech startups and large corporations. Finally, there is the entrepreneur who creates a scalable business from scratch and represents the ideal of this whole concept. While the risks may be high, the carrot of greater rewards is forever present and achievable for a few.